Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 12, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prolonged postnatal hypoxia impairs lung development and causes severe pulmonary hypertension in mice. This study established a novel mouse model for pediatric pulmonary hypertension by exposing C57BL/6J mice to prolonged postnatal normobaric hypoxia at 11% inspired fraction of oxygen. Unlike previous transient hypoxia models, this approach successfully induced severe pulmonary hypertension and impaired lung development, accurately replicating the pathological conditions observed in children living at high altitude. This model provides a critical tool for investigating the pathogenesis of pediatric pulmonary hypertension and evaluating new therapeutic strategies. Article number 2. Endothelial cell-related proteins in plasma predict major adverse cardiovascular events and worsening heart failure in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. In a prospective cohort study, researchers measured plasma levels of 90 endothelial cell-related proteins in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy upon enrollment. The study identified specific endothelial cell-related proteins that accurately predict major adverse cardiovascular events and worsening heart failure. These findings highlight the significant prognostic value of endothelial dysfunction in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, offering potential novel biomarkers for risk stratification and personalized management strategies. Article number 3. Listing for pediatric donation after circulatory death heart transplantation is associated with improved waitlist outcomes. This study analyzed the United Network for Organ Sharing database, comparing waitlist outcomes for pediatric heart transplant candidates listed for donation after brain death versus donation after circulatory death hearts. The findings revealed that listing for donation after circulatory death heart transplantation was associated with significantly improved waitlist outcomes, including reduced waitlist mortality and a higher rate of transplantation. This indicates that expanding the donor pool to include donation after circulatory death hearts is a vital strategy to address the critical organ shortage and improve survival for pediatric heart transplant recipients. Article number 4. Mineralocorticoid receptor antagonism reduces atrial arrhythmias post-cardiac surgery and attenuates atrial stress responses to cardioplegic arrest. This study investigated 1904-2 cardiac surgery patients using propensity matching to compare outcomes in mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist users and non-users. Preoperative use of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists significantly reduced the incidence of postoperative atrial fibrillation. Furthermore, a subgroup analysis demonstrated that these antagonists attenuated atrial stress responses to cardioplegic arrest, modulating specific atrial cell types during cold preservation. These findings suggest mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists represent a promising prophylactic strategy to prevent postoperative atrial fibrillation. Article number 5. Disparities in geographic access to cardiac rehabilitation among socially vulnerable communities. This study evaluated geographic disparities in access to cardiac rehabilitation among socially vulnerable communities across 3,113 U.S. counties, using the Social Vulnerability Index. It revealed that communities with higher social vulnerability had fewer cardiac rehabilitation facilities per 100,000 adults and were located farther from existing programs. These significant geographic disparities highlight an urgent need for targeted interventions to improve equitable access to essential cardiac rehabilitation services, aiming to reduce cardiovascular health inequities in vulnerable populations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.